All things exist in the human imagination. And everything you see as an objective reality was produced by imagining. Think of one thing. Just think of one thing that would simply deny it. You can't think of one thing. So you go to the moon. You first had to imagine it. Everything in the world first has to be imagined. The intelligence to do it will come, but you take the blueprint first and dwell in it as though it were true. And no power on earth can stop it from becoming so. If you're here for the first time, you apply what I've told you. You must have an objective. Ask yourself, what would I like of life? What would I like of life? Now, prayer, as far as I'm concerned, is nothing more than the subjective appropriation of the objective hope. That is the way to success. I appropriate it subjectively. How do I appropriate a state subjectively? Well, suppose now, this very moment, I wanted an ordinary baseball. I would actually assume that I am holding a baseball in my hand until I could feel it. You think you can't feel it? Well, now try it. Try to feel what it would be like if you held a baseball. Now, to prove that you have held it, see what it feels like, the difference now, a tennis ball. See any difference? All right, a golf ball. See any difference? A piece of soap. You feel any difference? If you can distinguish between these many objects, though they are subjective, then they must exist somewhere. If you could actually separate them in your mind's eye and distinguish between these objects, I can begin to feel, begin to sense, begin to smell a rose. Well, a rose doesn't smell or doesn't actually have the odor of another flower. I can detect the rose. Well, I'm going to get them. Someone will think of Neville and send him a flower. And it's going to be the flower that I'm going to actually feel and touch and smell. Money has an odor. It's unlike any odor in the world. It's more fragrant to the miser than the most marvelous perfume in the world. He can tell it. You put a money bag to his face, and it's like putting roses to mine. He loves it. He can smell money. He can feel it. Money has a distinct feel about it. Put a $20 bill in your hand and ask you to feel it, and then put another piece of paper in your hand, and you can tell the difference. There's a difference. It is an odor to it. All this is part of the inner man, that all things are possible to it. Try it. Before you condemn it, try it. And if you have the evidence to support my claim, well, then it doesn't matter what the world will tell you. If he laughs at you, so what? So they laughed at everyone who had an idea that seemed a little bit off-center. Always laughed at it. They laughed at the idea of going to the moon. Well, now it's an accomplished fact. There are still those who won't believe it. You can present them with all the facts in the world, and they won't believe it. So I tell you, you try it first. And if it proves itself in performance, it doesn't really matter what the whole vast world thinks.